all music is three elements: melody, bass, and rhythm. So the accordion is the only musical instrument in the world that produces melody, bass, and rhythm at the same time that you can take with you.
That's Joe Petosa Jr., and to say he and his family are into accordions would not be doing them justice. The Petosa Accordion Company goes back almost 100 years, when Carlo Petosa started handcrafting accordions in his Seattle basement. That tradition was passed down to Carlo's son, Joe Petosa, then to his grandson, Joe Jr., and now on to his great-grandson, Joe III. The custom instruments they make are sought after all over the world.
So on a typical full-size, you know, professional-level instrument, they range from 500 to 7,500 parts. And then you get up into the what we call concert instruments, and they can have up to 9,000 pieces.
The high-end accordions sell for as much as a new Camaro. Now, that's a lot of money for something that might seem kind of out of date. But Joe Jr. says accordions are back, big time. At the company's headquarters in Linwood, where shelf after shelf display nearly two centuries of accordion history, he explains how his family's story intertwines with that of the squeeze box.
So my grandfather immigrated from Italy back in the turn of the century, came over in this country in 1904, was a professional accordion player, came to the East Coast, started touring with, at that time, called the Vaudeville era. So the groups would tour and play these theaters. Well, a lot of places didn't have pianos, so the accordion became extremely popular with all the musicians. That became a primary instrument in vaudeville. He then traveled to the West Coast and basically got the idea that he wanted to know more about the instrument. He wanted to know how they worked and how they were produced. So he went to work for an accordion factory in California, in San Francisco, and spent 5-6 years learning the craft of building accordions. Only place in the country basically that he didn't, that he hadn't been to, is the Northwest. So he came up to Seattle just to visit. They fell in love with the location, and 1922 he started building accordions in the basement of his house. Through the 20s and 30s was vaudeville. That was the era for the accordion. So it was kind of known for its, you know, European folk brought over by the old timers. Vaudeville made it a little more popular for mainstream music here in the U.S. And then we had good enough musicians that started composing works for the accordion, specifically for the accordion, and music of that era. So that kept the accordion going. Then in 1947, 1948, the era between Frank Sinatra and before Elvis, there was a little known guy, an accordion player by the name of Dick Contino, that was the highest paying entertainer in the country.
Dick Contino.
Thank you, Ray.
Dick Contino made the accordion popular to the masses. So when kids heard him on the radio, they wanted to be a Dick Contino. And that led to people wanting to play the accordion as children, and teachers teaching. Some studios had 4,000 children a month playing the accordion. And there were studios in every major city and every town across the country. It was the largest selling musical instrument in the United States. We didn't see a downturn until the Beatles. It wasn't really the instrument that didn't go out of favor. It was the music that went out of favor. And one of the kind of misnomers is the teachers and all the educators teaching the accordion in the 40s and 50s didn't think about how do we create the accordion for the new style of music. They continued to teach it like they had in the 40s and 50s with the same music, which wasn't popular at the time. And that's really what turned the accordion down. So about the mid-70s, most of all the U.S. accordion manufacturers that were in business went out of business. We stayed small, and we retained our high quality. fast forward to a decade ago when my son, fourth generation, came into the business, and we just see a huge new generation of accordion people. So the same thing that made the accordion outdated in the 60s and 70s was the music. This is the same thing that's bringing the accordion back into favor is the change of music, which is the popularity of folk, indie folk, folk rock, all the American genres of music has become popular to the new generation of people. Having your name on your own product, that's something that, I don't know, you feel part of your heart and soul are in every one of these instruments. So it's kind of like this feeling of part of you is going out with every instrument and is going to be part of somebody's life. And so the idea that you want it to be as absolutely perfect as possible is very important to us. I have always loved the business. I've always been proud to be part of something that is kind of I would say history of the United States and the accordion industry. There's no other instrument in the world like an accordion, musically, hands down.